Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Figgy!
Cinema! J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh.
Stop f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it, like, a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
Is looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies.
You know, I love the J. Fig movie review segment. Sorry I had to miss it yesterday. So, Crowder, what happened yesterday? So we put all the movies on hold for an extra day because yesterday everyone just reviewed the WAP video. Is that what it was?
Yes, and the WAP video is why you missed yesterday. So, like, yes, you know exactly why what would happen yesterday, Dono.
Have you recovered yet, Dono? That's my question.
No, I still
Dono. How would you? What'd you lose? You lost about 14 pounds. You told me the WAP video made you lose about 14 pounds.
I lost all my quarantine weight. It's gone.
That's good.
Oh my god. So, all right, so I was looking through the show sheet. I don't know if this is Solana's fault or if I just didn't look at it closely enough. I couldn't see the cheat sheet of the movies that we gave J. Fig a couple of days ago. I know that I gave J. Fig 12 Monkeys. Yeah. Crowder, you gave her The Bay. What did Solana, do you remember it or have it in front of you? What did Hawk, you, and Dan Day assign her?
Well, I'll save myself the embarrassment here. It is on the show sheet, Dono. You just can't read. So.
Whoa. Don't
insult
like
eight
Dono
pages,
like that.
The show sheet. I mean, yeah. I don't care if he insults me. I skimmed through it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
I got your
Let's
back.
Jump him.
There's a lot of good content on the show sheet that we glossed over today, Dono. I'm just throwing it out there. Anyways, Hawk gave J-Fig Red Dawn.
Yeah. Okay.
Crowder gave J. Fig The Bay.
Right.
You gave J. Fig 12 Monkeys.
It's a great movie.
I gave J. Fig the assignment to rewatch Role Models with a more open mind.
So the movie she watched like 3 days ago, you just said, watch it again and give me a better review.
Yeah, watch it again.
Clearly, my opinion does not matter here.
No, it matters so much that we want to hear you give a better one. And Dan Day, what's up, Dan Day? We haven't heard you in a while. What's up, Dan Day?
Hey, thanks for checking in. How you doing?
Dan, miss you.
Dan Day gave J. Fig a Snatch.
And I did watch J. Fig's review a couple commercial breaks ago. And first of all, J. Fig, that ravioli you were eating looked pretty good. How was that?
You good there, Dono?
I'm dying.
Sounds like you have a ravioli in your throat.
But was it like ravioli?
It had ravioli, but it had spinach and ricotta cheese inside.
But
and
I'm saying,
made my own little salsa for the outside.
Was it canned or was it real ravioli?
No, it was real ravioli.
It looked real.
I know how the Figueroa's do it over there.
Not know what he's talking about. I love cooking. And not out of a can.
Love it. So what did you end up watching yesterday and what did you think?
So I watched Snatch, and honestly, I'm going to be real here. I didn't understand half the movie.
Yes.
Which is exactly what Dan was hoping
for.
But you know what? I read online, a lot of people also don't understand it. And it's something you have to watch a couple times and really, really, really pay attention to actually know where it was going and what exactly it's about. It's just a lot of things were going on at the same time. But half the movie I hated, and the other half I was actually really interested and intrigued, and it was fun to watch at one point because it was very clever and there was like a lot of smart mouthing.
How many mozzarella sticks out of 10?
I gave it a 7.5 out of 10, but I'm open to watch it again.
I mean, for not understanding half the movie, that's a pretty high score.
Because the other half was just so good. And mind you, there's fighting and there's...
I was going to say, Brad Pitt. Snatch, and I think Dan will agree with this, you have to watch it again.
You do. I've seen it twice.
Yeah. I will guarantee that your rating, your mozzarella stick numbers will go up if you watch it a second time.
I mean, I love Vinny Jones, too, and he was in it.
Oh, yeah, I heard you say on the review you got a little crush on Vinny Jones. So Vinny Jones over Brad Pitt, even.
I mean, Brad Pitt's a usual, you know? Everybody loves Brad Pitt, but Vinny Jones, there's something about him. He's just, like, evil. I love it.
He's old and nasty and masculine.
Love it.
Oh, Jay Fig, you love me then. I love it. I love me, too. We all love me.
Exactly.
So, Dan Day, you assigned Snatch. Does Jay Fig's review, does that satisfy? Does that match up with your expectation?
Yeah, for a first viewing, you do have to watch it about three times to really get into it. I just like the fact that Channing Crowder, professional linebacker for the Dolphins, All-American, says, the more you watch it, the more your mozzarella stick rating will go up. Never thought I'd hear that from an ex-professional football player.
And that's what happens when you talk to me.
And Dan, since you were the one that brought it up, Dan, you know I love it because you my dude.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely. You're my dude.
Never mind, Dan. I don't know if I'm your dude. It took too long to answer, bro.
Crowder. Crowder, he hesitated.
No, so. I thought you were going to say something else, too, and that's what I was waiting for.
You know, it was probably Solana hugging up the mic. That's what it was.
The biggest part of COVID that's getting to me is not hanging with you, Dan. Sorry, Solana. That's my COVID hate, is I can't see Dan Day. Dan, I love you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to organize another movie date with Dan because I saw Dan like a few weeks ago.
We
went to Back to the Future.
Date?
Yeah. We want to have we should have another movie date.
Please. I mean, negative.
Now, I love the movies, but there's nothing like hanging out with Crowder one afternoon at Funky Buddha. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. We had a ball.
It's like the WAP video. It's like the WAP video, seriously.
WAP video with less women. But it's okay. We'll just we'll figure it out, Dan. Which I'd say, Dan, we figured it out on that day.
Oh,
so yeah.
Hey, hey.
Let's give Jay Fig love it. Let's give Jay Fig her assignments for tonight. Crowder, I'll let you go first since you're a regular here. What are you giving Jay Fig for tonight?
Jay Fig, I think we've been sexist. We haven't given you horror films, but I think you like horror films. You're a little dark. Yes. Because it's a woman you're giving films to, so we're giving all these love films. We gave her all this love.
But you know what? You realize that I watch more of the fight films.
You do, and I figured out that you like the fight stuff. So I wanted to give you some horror stuff. I was going to give you I have three options because they're famous movies, so, you know, you might have seen them. Have you seen Project X, Grease, or Dirty Dancing?
All of the above.
You've seen all three of them?
What do those have to do with horror films?
Yeah, I know.
Those are horror films because...
I guess for myself, right?
Project X, a bunch of young white kids together, that makes me scared. Grease and Dirty Dancing, white people dancing makes me scared. So
I guess I never looked at it that way.
In the Crowder household, Project X, Grease, and Dirty Dancing are the top three scary movies of all time.
I can't.
Oh, man. You know what? When you said, I didn't realize what direction you were going to take that. Which one of those are you going to give Jay Fig? What's your final answer?
You've seen all three of them, Jay Fig?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen Carrie in the 70s?
I have seen the most recent one, but no, I have not seen that
one. Watch the old Carrie. I made my son watch it at 8 years old and he still has nightmares, so I know it works. I think it's like 1976. It's a long time ago, J Fig, but the first Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E.
It was 76.
Yeah, 70 somewhere. It's a scary ass movie. Carrie.
Got it.
Okay. So if we're going to go the horror route, I don't know if you've ever been assigned this before, if you've watched it, but this is another horror film based on a Stephen King novel, which Carrie was. But have you ever seen The Shining?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You have seen The Shining.
I gave her that one before.
Okay, how about... okay, so another movie that came out... So Crowder's was 76. I think this was around either 75 or 77. I don't quite frankly know if this movie holds up. It terrified my father when he saw it in the theaters in the 70s. It terrified me when I watched it for the first time at like 7, 8 years old. I should not have watched it that young. Have you ever seen The Exorcist?
Oh.
No.
The original. Oh, yeah.
The original.
Great pick, Dono.
Yeah, go. I'll go with that, The Exorcist, because I'm really curious if you do watch it, because I don't know if, like, by today's standards for special effects, if it's as horrifying as it was, like, when I first watched it in, like, 92, all right?
That's my problem with horror films, because the older they are, just the more cornier they are to me. Like, I start laughing because they're so cheesy.
No, this one's chilling. It's chilling.
Yeah, it is chilling. Like, it's the whole theme of it is, like, it's very terrifying. Okay. What about you, Solana?
Jay Fig, I'm giving you Invictus with Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon.
Not like a sprinter movie?
No.
What is
it about?
It's a
rugby movie?
Yeah.
It's rugby, right?
It's a rugby movie, and it's inspiring, and it made me cry, and I want Jay Fig to watch it.
You cried, huh?
Cried.
I'd probably cry. I haven't seen it, though. I think we got to. We don't have much time left.
You cried.
I just love the reason.
We don't have much time left. So Dan Day, you want to get yours in?
Yeah, Jay Fig, since you like Snatch so much, Guy Ritchie, 2 years before Snatch, the precursor to Snatch. It's basically the same movie, but it's the British version. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Great movie.
Just like Snatch, but the British version.
What's it called again? Oh, never mind. I got it.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Got it.
Thank you.
That's
Dan.
Also another reason why I couldn't understand it, because there was a lot of like accents, very overpowering.
Well, accents, you're gonna get even more of those in Lock, Stock.
This is gonna be worse.
Barrels.
Yeah.
If you like Snatch, it's almost the
same. Accents.
Movie.
I could do accents, but I don't know. I guess it was late at night where I was confused.
Oh, you'd be high. That's what probably you'd be high.
I was not.
Too much of that ravioli. Smoke. That's what we're
Too
calling
much
it.
Of that damn ravioli with a little extra broccoli.
So you've got Carrie, you've got The Exorcist, you've got Invictus, and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Are you ready, Jay Fig, to accept your assignment?
I'm ready.
I guess there's nothing left to say, but... We'll see you at the movie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.